such a common question that I get asked, but the first thing is you've got to do is get a pee sample to the vet just to check that there's nothing untoward going on. Now, there's a video on how to collect a pee sample because you said that your cat uses your the tray as well, and that's great. Let's assume everything's okay from the vet, all clear, you know it's behavioural. Then you've got to clean the environment. So using a black light, use the cleaning protocol. I've done a video on this as well, so check that out. Clean the environment properly and then put in a little dish of kibble in the areas that the cat has decided to pee. So it disassociates the area with urination and it's an area where it will eat. Hopefully that will start to eliminate the chances of going back, rehearsal, peeing in the same spot. I'd like to know how many trays you have. Ideally, you should have two if you've just got one cat. Look at the substrate that you've got, look at the style of tray that you've got. How often are you cleaning it out, etc., because cats are really fastidious and it might be that the cat has just done a pee in the tray and it's just not quite squeaky clean enough for it, and therefore it's gone and done a pee somewhere else, or maybe it's done a poo in the tray, and so on. So look at all these environmental things after you've checked the internal workings of the cat and that, check that that's okay via your vet. But there's lots of videos that I've done if you check out my playlists, and if you need any more help then please shout.